Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Basketball. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Timmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Benalti High School and Wausau East High School basketball. First of a triple header tonight here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. This is Tom King. Thanks for joining us here tonight. And we've got the first of two here from Benalti in boys basketball. Lumberjacks taking on the Husky to Eau Claire North. That'll be followed by D.C. Everest as they take on Menominee. It's all part of the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Holiday Classic. There have been four games already today, and let's run down those scores for you. First game this morning pitted Wausau West against River Falls. The Warriors came up short. River Falls getting the 56-45 win. Triple Falls and Rhinelander squared off in a very entertaining contest. Both teams running gun back and forth, full court pressure, and Rhinelander held off Triple Falls 84-82. It was Marshfield topping Hudson 68-60. The Tigers led by 13 at one point. Hudson came back, took a lead, but Marshfield was able to pull away late in the game. Luke Zoiker had 21 for the Tigers. And just finishing up a few moments ago in overtime, it was Eau Claire Memorial getting a nice win, beating Superior 54-49 in overtime. And then the two games here tonight, Eau Claire North and Wausau East, Menominee and D.C. Everest, and that will be followed by the third game of our triple header tonight. The D.C. Everest hockey team is playing over in Anago, taking on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done with our basketball doubleheader right here. The Huskies come in with a record of 1-5 overall. They're 0-3 in the Big Rivers Conference. Their only win was against Menominee. And Wausau East coming in with a record of 3-4 overall, but they're 0-3 in the Valley. And in their last three games, they beat Eau Claire Memorial handily back on December 10th. Lost a squeaker to D.C. Everest at the East Gym, and then Marshfield blew them out last Friday night, 56-42, a score that wasn't that close for most of the game. East came back against the Marshfield Reserves in the fourth quarter, but the Lumberjacks are still a team in transition, a team in flux. Paul Duncan really doesn't know what he has as far as who he's going to count on in the rotation. He's been trying a lot of different combinations, and that will continue here tonight and also tomorrow morning. East has this game, and then they come back right away and play the first game of the day tomorrow, taking on that Triple Falls team. And I'll tell you what, I told Coach Simka, his team better sleep tonight and get ready to run tomorrow because Triple Falls wants to push the ball at every opportunity, and they also want a full-court press at every opportunity. But that's tomorrow. Tonight we worry about Eau Claire North first, and we'll see what the Lumberjacks can do with the Huskies coming up. I'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East State Coach Paul Simka. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Boys Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwausau.com. And click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho-ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Clover Bell Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate is 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast training for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, We work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311. Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
We were these things, Coach Pinker, before the game with Eau Claire North. Well, back to the Marshfield game. The Tigers rained down thunder from on high, 10 threes in the first half. And I guess your only decision at this point is how long to stay with the zone.
Yeah, I mean, we had a hard time stopping them no matter what we were doing in the man-to-man in the zone. We were, you know, they were shooting lights out. For the most part, I thought we contested a good chunk of their shots. There were a few open looks that they got. They had one of those nights where they just shot real well.
You guys shot okay with the exception of the free throw line, and we talked about that before.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't shoot terribly ourselves. They just got up to way more shots than we did. I mean, they just took more shots than we did, and they were making things. You know, free throw line is something that we've still been working on. You know, hopefully we're going to get a chance over the next 2 days to, I think, be very competitive with the two teams that we're playing.
It's going to be interesting. We'll talk about Eau Claire North here in just a second. At some point here, you're going to have to tighten up the rotation, right? Because you played 13 guys the other night. I know it was a blowout game, but you've been playing a lot of guys. At some point, you're going to have to settle on a few, right?
I think so. Giving kids the opportunity, you know, and this is a great opportunity to do that when we're over here. I mean, it's two non-conference games. You're going to probably see everybody play this weekend, more than likely. And quite honestly, there hasn't been really anybody who's kind of pulled away and said, hey, I am, you know, we should be the top eight guys, and we're still working through that process right now.
What do you know about Eau Claire North tonight?
I'll be honest, not a whole lot about Eau Claire North. A lot of what I've seen is an article and on paper. I've just had a chance to see one of their games. I know they've got a big guy inside, about 6'5", averages about 17 points a game. And I know they're about like us. I think they're 2-5, 1-5, somewhere in that range. So I think it's going to be a very good matchup for us.
Outside of winning both games, what else do you want to take out of this weekend?
We've got to work on becoming better defensively. I mean, there's just some things I think Spanish and Marshall were able to expose some things in our zone, that we have to kind of shore up. We just have to become better defensively. And you're going to probably see a little bit more man sprinkled in throughout the one zone this weekend.
You get away for an overnight trip that gives the kids a chance to hang out together away from the basketball court, away from home. That helps team camaraderie as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just a good trip. Kids were looking forward to this. I mean, they were excited when they knew we had to stay overnight because of our scheduled game. That's always enjoyable for them, no matter what level you are at. And I think it's just going to only help us, you know, just build team chemistry.
As you say, Coach Paul Dimka, back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers. You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups with support from Pfizer Oncology.
We are Blackmore! Don King back here at Benalti as we get set for tonight's action between the Lumberjacks and Eau Claire North. Still to come, D.C. Everest and Menominee. And that'll be followed by Everest Hockey as they take on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs. A triple header of high school action tonight for you right here. Eau Claire North, as we mentioned, comes in with a record of 1-5 overall. They have won games close. They have lost games close. They have lost games big. They started the season with 4 losses in a row, including a 61-21 shellacking from La Crosse Central, a team that D.C. Everest is going to see next weekend. And they also lost a close one by 2 points to La Crosse Logan. They won a close one beating Menominee 65-64 for their only win so far this season, and they're coming off a 56-29 pacing by Rice Lake last Friday night. Starting lineup for Eau Claire North, and they've got some size. Starting lineup for the Huskies, Carter Holder, a 5'10 junior, Kyle France, 5'11 senior, Danny Cron, a 6'2 senior, and then up front, Anthony Milosevic, a 6'4 senior, and Ben Lawrence, a 6'6 senior, and they're not a skinny 6'6 or skinny 6'4. They are well put together, and that can cause some problems down underneath for the Lumberjacks, who haven't shown a whole lot of strength underneath so far as positioning for rebounds or battling for position in the low post. That's going to have to change if they're going to have more success this year. Eau Claire North's head coach, Eric Carpenter, assisted by Andrew Holly, Derek Hackle, and Jim Martell. For the Lumberjacks, they come in 3-4 overall. They started the season with a win, beating Mosin-E back on November 19th, lost to Newman, and then beat Pacelli at the Thanksgiving tournament over at Wausau West. Then got blown out of the gym by Stevens Point, 70-33, back on December 6th. They beat Eau Claire Memorial at the East Gym, an impressive win for East, 65-47, the final in that one. And then two consecutive losses since then. D.C. Everest took the air out of the ball against the Lumberjacks. Back on December 13th, it was a 33-31 win for the Evergreens. And then Marshfield rolled over East last Friday night, 56-42, hitting 10 threes in the first half of that victory. For the Lumberjacks tonight, starting lineup is the same as it's been. Dylan Hamlin, 6'11 junior. Bryce Taylor, 6'4 senior. Tanner Dimka, 6'1 senior. Jaden Rakowski, a 5'10 junior. And Bryce Widmark, a 6'4 senior, for head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, Steve Lassert, also Joe Paco, and Jared Morris. We'll take plenty of time. I'll come back and get set for the opening tip. It's the Lumberjacks taking out Eau Claire North tonight here in Menominee, part of the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Classic. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. It's just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating. Don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to CCUWausau.com and click on the holiday loan sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Cloverbelt Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC and MLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. Tom King back here at the Valley as we get set for the opening tip of our triple header here tonight. East is in red with white and black trim. Eau Claire North is in white with their powder blue and red trim. This should be an interesting matchup, could be, because as I mentioned earlier, Eau Claire North has some beef. We'll see if Lumberjacks can handle that down low. Still to come tonight, the East Everest Evergreen boys take on Menominee here in hoops, and then we will head to hockey as the Evergreens are playing over in Anago in a little holiday tournament tonight, and they'll have two games tomorrow, a two-game day in hockey. That's something that you see very often. In fact, I'd never heard of it before. I had heard that they were doing that over in Anago this year for this tournament. So they will take on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs tonight, and then two more games tomorrow. Chris Conley is there. He will have the call of Evergreen Hockey when we are done with our two basketball games here tonight. The Stevens Point High School boys basketball team is in action tonight as well. They're playing at the Century Classic at UWSB, taking on Toma. All right, you're about set to go. Lumberjacks will try to bounce back from that disappointing performance against Marshfield last Friday night, 56-42, but the game wasn't that close. Marshfield ran up a big lead early and then they didn't stand up and played their reserves for much of the fourth quarter. So we'll see what happens here tonight. It's Hamlin, Taylor, Whitmark, Rutkowski, and Duca to start things off here for the Lumberjacks. Dylan Hamlin jumping up against Anthony Milosevic. And we're underway, and the Huskies have the opening tap. They'll get the first possession. Danny Cron has it in the front court. Cron on the dribble. He's coming out in a 1-3-1 zone. They penetrate a big kick outside. Left wing bobbling the ball out past inside. Lost and goes out of bounds. Last touch by North, and East will have it. First turnover of the game. And it goes against the Huskies, and the Lumberjacks will have the basketball. North will drop back into half-court defense here as Jaden Lutkowski brings it ahead. Lutkowski to the front court. On the dribble, gets a screen from Hamlin. Now gives it off to Widmark. Widmark kicks it left wing. Bryce Taylor's going to shoot a three. It's a rainbow. Left a little bit short. And North with the rebound. They want to run. Back the other way they come. Right corner, now they slow it down as East gets back on defense. As a pass inside, lost, but grabbed in the corner, safe from going out of bounds. North will have it. They have it left wing now. Ball double team, skip pass. Caught drive in by Crotty. Shoots, back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Hamlin, and we're going to get a short ball call. So Hamlin ties up Huskies, and it will be East basketball on the possession arrow. 7-9 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Witkowski will bring it into the front court. Nearly traveled, gives it to Taylor. Now it's Whitmark between the circles. Swing to Dimka. Dimka to Witkowski off the screen. Thought about the three steps back. Now doesn't shoot it again. Dimka down low to Hamlin. Right side, he drives in. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Non-shooting foul as Hamlin got tripped as he went to the basket. Foul's going to be on Ben Lawrence. That's his first foul of the game, and East will inbound it. Dimka will look to get it in quickly. That's the Whitmark. Called jump shot. Got the roll off the rim, off the board, and in for Bryce Whitmark, and the Lumberjacks lead it 2-0. And they're going to come out and trap here. North breaks it into the front court, over the top to Milosevic, and now gets it into the hands of Carter Holden. This is Josh Weichs with it. High post, now they kick it back outside. A long three, up and in, bottom of the net for Danny Kwan for three. 3-2, O'Flair North. A couple of steps behind the line for Kron. Witkowski in the front court. Gives it to Hamlin. Top of the key. Hamlin to Taylor. Down to Whitmark. He's pushed all the way out near the down near the three-point line. Now it's passed inside. It's knocked out bounds. East will keep it. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part tonight by Mark Field Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physician at Mark Field Clinic. Mark Field Clinic, don't just live, shine. Tackle Hazleton gets into the game for Claire North. Taylor inbounds it to Witkowski. Bryce Taylor, jump shot from the free throw line. No, off the side of the rim. And O'Flair North with the rebound. Huskies in the front court. Hazleton right wing, double, nearly travel. Ball nearly thrown away. North grabs it, drive in there. Jaden, they're going to wave it off, that's a travel. And North will turn it over. A big dunk for Anthony Milosevic, but he traveled with the basketball, and East will have it. Huskies lead 3-2. Here comes Witkowski to the front court. They wanted to pick and roll with Hamlin, but it wasn't there. Whitmark swings it to Taylor. Out on top, Dimka open for three. Yes! Taylor Dimka rattles on the three from the top of the key, and it's 5-3 Lumberjacks. Half court trap set up by East. North breaks it again into the front court to Hazleton. Now he gets it in the hands of Weichs. Danny Cron and Weichs play catch out on top. Losing the handle on it, nearly throwing it out of bounds. Now a skip pass cross court. They save it to Cron. Cron gets it back, drives right down the lane. Nobody stops him. He missed the layup. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be East basketball. Danny Cron, I think, thought he was going to get bumped, and somebody let him go right by, and he missed the layup. And East will have it. It was a clear alley. It was like a parting of the Red Sea. Witkowski in the front court for the Lumberjacks. Now it's Whitmark. Witkowski hits it back. Top of the key. Bryce Taylor, he's going to shoot shot clock. He telegraphed that. And North wants to push. Now a foul out on top. Bryce Taylor will get the reach-in foul. And it'll play inbound inside. Cole with 4:49 to play here. First quarter, 5-3 Lumberjacks. Substitutions, Carter Holden in the game for North. He has yet to substitute in this one. Weichs with it, double team, gets it to Hazleton, left wing, back out on top. Weichs. Skip pass all the way to the corner, now back out on top. Right wing cross, skip pass, now pass inside, but Wilson is turned, shoots over Hamlin, up and in. Wilson is right over the top of Dylan Hamlin. 5-5, the score, East with the basketball. Taylor looks inside, walks it over the top to Hamlin. He's double teamed, over the foul. They're going to say the foul is before the shot. East will inbound it. And that is going to be a foul on Milosevic. That's his first. Taylor looks to get it in. It does. Dimka. Now it's Witkowski. North playing man-to-man. Dimka to Taylor. Witkowski looks inside. He wants to drive. Now it's Taylor. But Kelsey's still way outside. Pass it to Widmark. Taylor swings it to Dimka. Good defense by the Huskies. Not giving much to work with here. The ball's passed down on to Taylor on the glass. Up it is. They both have Taylor inside, and they got him the basketball. And he banks it home. It's 7-5, Lumberjacks. North into the front court. Ball knocked away by Taylor. Dimka comes away with it. Now he'll slow it down. Third turnover of the game on North. Here's Rutkowski for three. A little higher than over the top of the basket. That foul straight up in the air and over the top. East is 1 out of 4 from three-point range here in the early going. First substitutions of the game for the Lumberjacks. Trenton Pate will get in. And also J.P. Lacey is the game for East. Whitmark will take a seat. Taylor takes a breather as well. So it's Pate, Dimka, Rutkowski, Lacey, and Hamlin. And it's Cron into the front court. Here comes the double team. The ball thrown to Hazelton. Now on top. There's a drive in. Runner off the glass. Up and in. A nice drive to the basket right there by Josh Weiss. And he gets the hoop. And it's 7-7. Rutkowski gives it off to Pate. Trying to post up Lacey down low. Kicked Hamlin on top of the key. Rutkowski, he's going to launch another three. Off the further end, no good. Bring it on inside of a grab the rebound without fouling. Nice job by Trent Pate. Now his pass way outside to Hamlin. Hamlin kicks it left wing. Lacey goes baseline, hangs in the air, and over the foul, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Good job by Trent Pate on the offensive glass to get that rebound over the top without fouling. They got it down low to Lacey. He went baseline and drew the foul, and he'll shoot a pair here. First one's on the way. It's up and in. J.P. Lacey, only a sophomore. Second foul shot coming. That's also up, but he got a bump. East has really struggled from the free throw line this year. But they hit their first two here tonight, and they lead it 8-7. Should be 9-7. 9-7 the score. 9-7. 2-point advantage. Here comes the double team. Ron throws it. Hey, Hazelton, now they get it left wing. This is Lawrence. Now they kick it back outside and split the floor a bit. Right wing, baseline drive. Pass it on the baseline, kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Rutkowski. And Eau Claire North will have 2:37 to play here. First quarter, 9-7. Lumberjacks with the lead. Eric Daniel's going to check in and give Dimka a breather. Hazelton looks to get it in. Still looking. Now bounces it into Lawrence. Lawrence kicks it way outside. And this is Josh Weiss on the dribble. Weiss will back it out. He's playing a little man-to-man here. Hazelton's going to drive in the paint. Hanging in the air. It's off a wild shot. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board grab, though. It's going to be a loose ball foul. Called on Eric Daniel. And it will be a non-shooting foul. North will inbound it. Still looking to get it in. Now the ball knocked away by Daniel. Can he save it? No, it goes out of bounds. O'Clark will keep it here with 2:18 to play first quarter. Huskies look inbound, and they do. White's on the dribble. Picks up his dribble. Now needs some help. Gets it off to Danny Cron. Cron hits a screen. They kick it out. And we're going to get a traveling call there, I believe. Yeah, traveling call is on Josh Weiss. He's got a big first step. That time he took an extra one, and traveling is the call. 9-7, Lumberjacks, and they have the basketball. Dylan Hamlin's going to take a seat. Sean Wilson gets into the game for the first time. So Rutkowski will bring it in. Rutkowski, the only starter still on the floor, gets it to Trent Pate. North playing a zone here now. Rutkowski down to Daniel in the corner, lost it over the top of Wilson and out of bounds. First turnover of the game on the Lumberjacks. And North gets the ball back here with 1:50 to play in the first quarter. Danny Cron will bring it ahead. Cron breaking pressure to Weiss. Weiss passes left wing. They get it down low. Lawrence turns, shoots over Wilson. No, Sean pulls down the rebound. He's back the other way. Rutkowski wants to push. Now he'll slow it down. Gets it to Trent Pate. Pate in the corner to Lacey. Lacey back out to Pate. penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it to Rakowski. Daniel, open three from the corner, a little short. Wilson over the front, puts it off the glass, no. Gets another rebound over the top, up and in. Short of Wilson with two offensive rebounds. And he hits the hoop. Now, back the other side, they got a pass down low into Lawrence, and he gets the layup. 11-9, Lumberjacks, a minute to play here, first quarter. Rakowski into the front court. Rakowski picked up his dribble now, gets it off to Lacy, now gets it back. He's going to take a long three, back bracket too hard, and a rebound grab by North. Rakowski 0-for-3 from three-point range here in the early going. Weiss in the front court, gives it off to Ethan Danielson, who's in the game for the Huskies. Now it's going to be another traveling call on Weiss. That's five turnovers out of the Huskies here. And the Lumberjacks will have it. Anthony Milosevic will get back in for the Huskies. And he shall bring the head. Rutkowski on the dribble. Rutkowski in the front court, over to Daniel, over the top. Left corner to Pate, down low to Lacy, feeds Wilson. His shot rejected out of bounds. Sean Wilson tried to put a little floater up in the lane, and that was swatted away by Milosevic. So he'll try it again. Lacy in the corner, back to Rutkowski. Didn't shoot the three that time. Now Lacy, double, kicks it back out. They skip it over to Daniel. Daniel. Back to Rutkowski. 7 seconds to play in the corner. Daniel. Now it's Pate. He's going to shoot the three from the corner. In and out. No good. Rebound to North. And the corner will come to an end. He's got a good look there from the corner. Couldn't hit it. And the first quarter is in the books, and the Lumberjacks lead it by a score of 11-9. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Smart Santas know you can save lots of dough with a ho-ho happy holiday loan from Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's perfect for purchasing presents. You can borrow up to $2,000, and your payments can be as low as $91 a month for 24 months. If just the idea of having $2,000 for holiday gifts makes you feel like celebrating, don't wait. Cloverbelt Credit Union makes it quick and easy to apply. Just call a friendly CCU lender at 715-842-5693. Stop at any Cloverbelt Credit Union or log on to ccuwasa.com. And click on the Holiday Loan Sale button. Smart Santas know CCU is the place to go for a holiday loan and for Visa gift cards. Beautiful holiday designs, and they're only $2. Tis the season for giving and for saving. With CCU, $2,000 ho-ho happy holiday loan. Payments as low as only $91 a month for 24 months. Where you bank does make a difference. Happy holidays from Cloverbelt Credit Union. Holiday loan featured rate at 7.95% APR for Tier 1 credit. Other rates and terms available.
We are Buck Horse! Now, getting back here in Menominee as we go to the second quarter of our first Hoops game tonight, in the first of three games total. DC Evers Menominee, a nice game. Lumberjacks leading here 11-9. North with the basketball to begin the second quarter. And it's Daniel, Lacy, Wilson, Dimka back in there. Pate's still in there as well. There's a pass inside, down the lane. There's Weiss off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. North comes away with it. There's a three ball left wing, that's no good. And the rebound is grabbed by the Lumberjacks. He's back the other way, Trenton Pate. He's going to go down the lane and travel with the basketball. Stumbled over one of the North players' feet. And he'll get called for the travel. That's two turnovers on East. And North gets it back. He was going to the basket that time, come hell or high water, and just tripped over one of the North players' feet. Or stumbled. It wasn't really a trip. It was more of a stumble, but he travel with the basketball. North with it. He's back in the zone. Lacy's out on top in the zone this time. Now they get it to Hazleton. The elbow goes in. Shot. Shoots over the top. A little folder over the top of Wilson. Up and in. Back with Hazleton with the shot. And we're tied at 11. Pate into the front court. Now he's doubled. Gets rid of it to Daniel. Daniel drives in. Kicks it back out to Pate. Now it's Zinker for three right wing. Well short. No good. And rebound to Lacy. And we're getting a whistle. It's going to be a loose ball foul called on the Huskies. That's going to go against Ben Lawrence, and that's his second. Lumberjacks were 4 out of 14 from the field in the first quarter. North didn't shoot bad, 4 out of 8, but East took almost twice as many shots because of the work on the offensive glass. Lumberjacks will inbound it here. Dimka looks to get it in. out to Daniel. He's going to shoot a three from out there, but that way short. North with the rebound. Anywhere push Weiss into the front court. Weiss going to pick up the dribble now, kick it back out. And now a traveling violation called on Cron. We've seen a lot of those in this tournament. I've been here all afternoon, and boy, I'll tell you what. You see just tons of those traveling calls with the guy out on top who wants to drive, shuffles the feet on his drive, and gets called. Here's Pate, double team, gets it off to Dimka. Dimka down to the corner to Wilson. Skip pass, cross court to Daniel. Now it's outside to Pate. Pate to the free throw line, back out to Dimka. Now he gives it to Daniel. Now they throw it away. Out of bounds. Third turnover on Heath. Brankowski is going to get back into the game for Eric Daniel. 11-11 the score, 6:21 to play here in the first half. East basketball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Eau Claire North in the front court with the basketball. He's back in their zone. Dylan Hammond getting set to check back in. Weiss with it, gives it left wing. Skip pass to Hazleton. He wants to drive. Throws up a runner on the baseline. In and out, no good. Wilson with the rebound. He'll get it to Rutkowski, who looks to push it ahead. Gets it ahead to Dimka. Down low, nice ball fake. Lacy missed the layup. Oh, man, that was a funny. Nice ball fake by Dimka, and he got it to Lacy wide open underneath, and he missed the layup. Down north, back the other way. Drive by Weiss on the baseline, backs it to the corner, now kicks it out. There's a drive-in shot put up. That's too hard, no good. Paid with the rebound. On the miss by Milosevic. Rutkowski to the front court. Draws a double team. Now gets it to Lacy. Goes baseline. Hangs in the air. And over the foul. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. J.P. Lacy on the baseline from the corner again. Lacy seems... Well, I don't know if Lacy wanted a goaltending call there or not, but it's going to be two shots for J.P. Lacy here. First one's up and in. Lacy 3-for-3 from the line tonight. Dylan Hamlin's going to come into the game. Wilson's going to take a seat. And Ben Lawrence comes back in, playing with two fouls now here in the first half. Still 5:22 to play in the second quarter. Second foul shot for Lacy. Rattles around and off. No good. The rebound loose for a moment, then Weiss comes away with it. Weiss dribbles it into the front court. Flows right past Lacy. Ball fake, and he traveled again. Another traveling call on Josh Weiss. I think it's about his third or fourth. Tried to make a fake pass that time as he made his drive. And now it's the Lumberjacks back the other way. Seven turnovers on the Huskies here. Butkowski took over to Dimka. Quickly doubles. Trent Payne with it. Left wing back to Dimka. High post, Widmark is back in the game. Now Dimka, now it's Pate. Wide open three from the left wing. Well, but short, Widmark with the offensive rebound had it taken away by Cron. Back the other way come the Huskies. That's some of the things I was talking about, being strong with the basketball underneath. Lumberjacks really haven't been that way. Here's a pass inside. Edmund blocked that one, or at least changed the shot. And the ball loose on the miss by Ethan Danielson. Here comes East back the other way. Good defense by Dylan Hamlin right there. Dinka needs some help. Now gives it off to Rutkowski. Now gets it back. North in the zone here. Dinka to Rutkowski. Back over the top to Dinka. 4:18 to play in the still half. Hamlin's the free throw line. Bullet pass inside. Nobody there for the white jersey. Another turnover. That's four on the Lumberjacks. North into the front court. Now they nearly throw it away. Saved from going out of bounds by Daniels. Then he gets it back across. On with it, outside the arc. Weiss. And Eau Claire North wants a timeout. And we'll take one as well. 3:54 to play here first half. Lumberjacks lead by one. It's 12-11. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Talking back here at Menominee High School, the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Holiday Challenge. Lumberjacks and Eau Claire North still to come tonight. DC Everest and Menominee. North with the basketball. They get it down low. They get a layup to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence is a low down there. He went right around Hamlin and laid it up and in. Butkowski to the front court. Lost the handle on and turned it over. I don't know what he was going to try to do there. He tried to do a jump stop at the top of the key and lost the handle on the basketball and turned it over. Now we get another penalty violation against Eau Claire North. That's about six here in the first half. And East will inbound at side court. Eric Carpenter, the Husky coach, having a conversation with one of the officials saying, what's going on here? Widmark down to the baseline with it. Now gives it to Rutkowski. Drives in, beats Hamlin, and they get a layup. Nice job right there. Rutkowski penetrates. Lays it up for Hamlin, who lays it up and in. First points of the night for Dylan Hamlin. 14-13, East by one. North to the corner. They walk it down low. Nice overplay. Hamlin knocks it out of bounds. It will remain Husky basketball. These Stoops brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, located on Wausau's northeast side. North gets it in. Out on top, Weitz. Now it's Cron. They swing it. Danielson, a long three, up and in, oh my. Matt Kent comes off the bench and nails a three, three steps behind the line from the right wing. Now Rutkowski, and we're going to get a whistle on a foul call. Weiss is going to get a foul as he pushed Rutkowski into the backcourt. And it will be a non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. It's also the 16th foul. This one will put the Lumberjacks in the bonus. He's got just two fouls here in the half. Still by Taylor Widmark. And Taylor's out there with Rutkowski, Widmark, Hamlin, and Logan Bailey on the floor now. Taylor drives in the paint, kicks it out. Rutkowski passed up the three. Now he's going to shoot a long two. Back bracket, no good again. North with the rebound. Here they come. They want to push. That had to be something there, one or the other. They let them play on. Bodies flying all over the place. Probably should have been a foul call there. North nearly threw it in the backcourt. Now they save it. Kent's going to launch another one. That's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Huskies, and East will have it. Kent thought he could hit another one from about the same spot. Left that one way short. And it will be East basketball. Rutkowski into the front court. Quickly double. Gets rid of it to Bailey. Bailey. Out on top, gives it to Taylor. Taylor drives in, feeds Widmark, hangs in the air, off the glass, missed another layup. And now a loose ball foul is going to be called on Widmark as well. That's two bunnies, at least two bunnies East has missed here tonight. On nice penetrations, and they missed the layup. And I think they got Widmark on, Widmark picked up his first. Just a third team foul. Pay's going to come into the game for Rutkowski. And Duke back in the game for Bailey. North will bring it ahead with 2 minutes to play here, first half. Cron into the front court, on the dribble. Cron wants to operate, hands it off now. This is Carter Holden, now he gives it off, gets it back. Cron gives it off to Kent, they get it down low, and we're going to get an over-the-back call on Hamlin. He tried to go over the top to knock it away from Lawrence, and Hamlin will pick up his first foul. That's not bad. A minute 42 to play here in the first half, and Hamlin only has one foul. Not only Wilson has any. That's an improvement. So it looks to get it in. Now they do. It's a long three ball. That's a little bit short. And another foul is going to be called on Hamlin. As soon as I say something, he picks up a foot two. And it will be a shooting foul this time for Ben Lawrence. He'll get a pair here with a minute 37 to play in the first half. First one, rattles home, up and in. Lawrence has five. Hamlin didn't get a foul until it was about a minute 42 left in the first half, and they picked up two within about 5 or 6 seconds. Second foul shot for Lawrence. Turns out no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Yip, into the hands of Pate. Pate's going to bring it ahead. Picked up his dribble now, gives it to Dimka. They walked it over the top. The Hamlin goes up. No, the putback is up again. Right Taylor with a nice putback down the lane. On a miss. 17-16, north by one. East wants the pressure. They want trap. North breaks it into the front court. Carter holding. Now gives it to Cron out near the half court circle. Gives it off to Matt Kent. Under a minute to play in the first half. Kent to Lawrence way outside between the circles. Lawrence gives it off. Holden wants to drive baseline. Cut off by Dimka. Now he's throwing away. It's going to be an over and back violation on the Huskies. And East will have it. That's 9 turnovers on Clear North here in the first half. So East will have it with 43.2 seconds to play here first half. Bryce Taylor will look to get it in. Taylor gets it into Pate. To Taylor. They lost it over the top to Wilson. He grabs, kicks it out. Pate didn't take the three. Now he kicks it back out to Dinka. They swing it. Taylor's open for three. He got it. Takes Taylor for three from the left wing. 19-17. Lumberjacks by two. Into the front court, they get it to Danny Cron. Cron on the dribble between the circles. He wants to drive in, wants to handle on it. Back the other way. Dimka's going to push. Dimka puts it up, no, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Foul's going to be on Declan Hazleton. That's his first. And two shots coming for Tanner Dimka with 11 seconds to play in the half. East Hoops brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives best with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Tanner Dimka's first foul shot up and in. He's got 4 points on the night. Whitmark's going to check in for Hamlin so he doesn't pick up another foul here. And Dimka will get one more. Second foul shot for Dimka up and in. He got them both. Lumberjacks by 4, 21-17. They want to trap, 7 seconds. Now they break the pressure. That's Cantor Burn. Blocked by Wilson. He grabs the rebound. Since Dimka had this Bryce Taylor. Half-court shot for Taylor. Off the rim. Almost on a half-court runner by Bryce Taylor. And the half comes to an end. And the Lumberjacks lead here by 4, 21-17. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Give you the numbers from the first half next. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.